exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yay!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to announce I'm collaborating with ARG Apparel on merch for Brocal Therapy. Now you can support BGT, look fucking dope, and make this shit a movement. To purchase your order, please go to brocotherapy.com. And please, don't forget, take a screenshot of you listening to this episode on whatever podcast app you're listening on, put it on your Instagram story, tag me at Stephanie Megan and at Brocal Therapy, and enjoy the show.
Yes, bitch.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan.
Hi.
I sound just like you.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, guys. Hello, testing.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hi, guys, it's me, Stephanie. Wait, hold on.
That's what it is. Hi, guys, it's me. That's okay. I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, do it.
Hold on. I need to put this on the gram. Hi, guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan. And you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You keep like staring at yourself in the camera. You good?
You know, the lighting in here is just beautiful.
It really is.
I'm wearing my sex operator fit, you know.
You are. Your titty hanging out.
You know.
I'm grabbing all your titty and shit.
This is something that you like to do.
I do. I love to grab titties.
Yeah. Specifically mine.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's me. Hi guys, it's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of motherfucking Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what? If y'all haven't heard already. But guess the fuck what? We're bringing back to the OG, BGT. She's literally been here since like fucking season one. And I don't even motherfucking do seasons. Been here since the beginning. Alexis, a.k.a. Sixella Fierce.
Hello, 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 everyone.
I think I should just drop saying Alexis and just say Sixella Fierce.
Yeah, I'm actually not going by Alexis anymore. It's either Lex or Six or Sixella. Or Sixella Fierce, but...
I think like Six and Sixella Fierce.
Yeah.
But it's like Six for short.
Yeah. But like in corporate settings, Lex.
Oh, in corporate settings.
Yeah.
You're like I've been doing like.
Like my next job, they'd be like, what's your name? Lex.
Oh, wow. I know. For me, like, I feel like I'm like Hannah Montana and I live double lives. Like I have Stephanie Megan, which is like Stephanie Megan. And then I have.
Stephanie.
And then I have a Stephanie Bichara where it's like at work and shit, you know.
Should I change your name in my phone to Stephanie Bichara?
Fuck
I mean,
no,
your name is Stephanie Bichara.
Oh.
But should I change it to Stephanie Megan?
It depends on how you feel. Yeah, do it.
You're just Steph.
You just put Steph, two F's, make sure.
Okay, two F's with the asterisk.
Yeah.
You always correcting somebody.
I am always correct. That's why, like, on my, like, every social media, it's, like, Steph with an asterisk, because I'm just like, y'all bitches are confused.
It's a bit... It's
understandable.
A bit,
yeah, so that's why I do it for you. Anyway, we're here... We could go on, bitch.
Forever on a tangent. Forever on a tangent.
We're here to talk about being a bougie hoe.
Wow, that describes me perfectly.
And I got the term because I was at a comedy show, so I'm not going to take full credit.
Yeah.
And I forgot who the stand-up comedian was because it was like variations of women that went up there. So I can't give her a shout out because I forgot who the fuck she was. But she was saying, you know, something about being a bougie hoe. And I was like, and my friend Rose was there too. And we looked at each other. She's like, that's you. I was like, that's me. Yes,
yeah,
for sure, that's me.
It's me too. It's like,
yeah,
it's like the perfect description of me.
Yeah, because it's like we're like these sexual beings
yeah.
who like constantly think about dick
this
or
is
titties.
True.
or whatever. No, Dick.
Dick, yeah. I don't think if I was a man, I'd be an ass man. So it's like,
oh,
Dick,
really?
Dick. I don't want to say dick and ass because that just doesn't sound good, but like, dick for a man, ass for a woman.
Okay. Okay.
I really wish that I could just, my boobs are great. You know, uh-huh. They're great, but for men, but like, I wish I could just like take some of this out of here and just fill it in my hip dips. That'd be and perfect.
Hip dips?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. I have hip dips. So if I could just put my boobage there. Right. And have no boobs and a big ass, I'd be like, yeah.
I feel like I'd be into both, just like depending on the body. Like I could appreciate a good ass and tits. Like I look at both when I look at women.
Mm, yeah, I don't really look at the boobs.
So I do. I love a good really set do, of titties.
Too much for me.
Anyway, bitch, I got a story to tell you.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. I don't know where that
You're like
came
Lil
from.
Jon and the East Side Boys.
I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay, so I mean, you already know this, but just to update you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I was just like scrolling on I can't speak. It's a fucking tequila. I was scrolling on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and this man slid in my DMs, and his name, I'm going to say it because fuck it, right?
Yeah.
His name is Chubbs Peterson. Is it Peter? Chubbs.
What's his real name? I don't know his real name.
Corey.
Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I actually do know his real name. Hey, Corey.
What's up, boo? Anyway, so he asked me out because I tweeted something saying like, oh, I have a date on Saturday, whatever. Or I have a date this week. I have a date on tomorrow. And he's like, you about to have a date on Saturday, boo. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, I'm taking you to boba. Okay.
He's literally fucking hilarious.
He's kind of Twitter famous.
Yeah. He's like low end Twitter
famous. He's like a local Twitter famous guy.
Yeah.
Like only like locals like maybe follow him, I think.
No, I feel like weird ass people Midwest probably follow him.
Because he's fucking weird.
I don't think he's like... No, this is no diss, Corey, because you're fucking cool. But no, he might listen to this.
Honestly, don't apologize. You know how many fucked up things he said on Twitter? I don't think he gives a fuck.
He really doesn't.
Which is a really cool quality about
him. I don't think he's like known. I don't get the he's known in LA type vibe.
Okay, maybe not known in LA. Maybe.
I think like his followers are probably like Midwesters that think he's funny.
Right. But he just like tweets the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. It's like... If no one loves you, Corey Mack loves you. Please wipe off your makeup and take your birth control, ladies.
And or he'll be like, it's like back shot hours. Like,
right. Like, future shot hours and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like.
So anyway, this dude is like mad offensive on Twitter. But he slid in my DMs asking me out. And we've talked about it before because you went out with him.
Yeah. I went out. It was like 2 years ago.
You guys never hooked up or anything, did you?
No.
Did you ever send nudes?
Yes.
Okay.
He's definitely seen nudes.
Really?
Yeah. We used to Snapchat all the time.
Wait. What did you ever send him? I'm jealous. Just kidding. I don't give a fuck. Wait, what did you send him?
We said, you know, just things. Things.
I'm like, we like details. It's fine if you don't want to talk about it.
It's okay. Okay. Like, we'd send, like, nasty shit. Like,
Have you seen his dick?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Because he... Okay. Well, anyway, so...
No, if I just said, you have to say. He what?
No, I'm going to get to it. I'm okay, gonna deny
okay. So... bitch, don't be holding out. The fuck?
So, I'm laughing. I sent you the screenshot. And you're like, oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Wait, what screenshot?
Wait, no, I didn't send you a screenshot. I just texted you like, oh my God.
Yes.
This dude just asked me out.
Yes.
And, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
So I went and so we went to Boba and Gate Down and I put it on my Instagram story. I don't know if you guys follow
me. He doesn't like to leave far from home because we went.
Right. I mean,
we
I
went for
tell.
Tacos in Gate Down.
There's literally a taco truck right outside too. So I think he was down to get that.
He loves tacos.
He does because he asked to go on to he asked for a second date and to go get tacos.
Yeah, that's his thing.
AKA my vagina, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But I put on my Instagram story. I said I was going on a date with this dude. We're getting boba, whatever. And I roll up to the date and, you know, he's like, I'm here. He was there first. It was cool. He was on time. I was a little late, but whatever. Hmm. And he's like sitting outside the boba place and he's just chilling and he's wearing his like sweatpants sweatshirt socks with slides and I was like, I literally like I was late because I was getting ready. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I had my hair and makeup done and shit. So it was like,
oh, he gives no fuck. He wore the same thing.
And that's the thing. I put it on my Instagram story and you DM'd me. You're like, yo,
he wore the same thing when we went for tacos like 2 years ago.
Yeah. And like, it was 2 years ago.
I think it was like 2 years ago. Okay. It had to be. Because yeah. I've been celibate for almost 2 years.
Oh, wow.
In October.
Why did you have sex with him if you met him?
Because we just went for tacos. Like, you can't get the pussy off of tacos.
Right. Which I was always.
He wanted to fuck that night, but like, I was like, I don't remember if he asked, but it was like, I knew.
Yeah.
So whenever we used to snap all the time. So like whenever I was looking fine on Snap, you know, I knew I was getting a hit up from him.
Corey Mack, Chubbs Peterson, whatever the fuck your name is. Yeah. But anyway, so, I mean, the conversations were like, I mean, I knew right off the bat, even before going into date, I wasn't going to have sex with them. And this goes back to the topic, you guys, of being a bougie hoe. Like, when I was there with him, like, the conversations were fun because I'm good at having good conversations, I guess. That's why I have a podcast. But we literally talked about sex the whole time. And
on the date?
Yeah.
What?
Like, literally, I mean, partially that is huge, my fault. Because literally, like, you know, one of the first questions, like, oh, so what do, you know, for work and stuff? And then I, like, told him, you know, he was telling me his thing. And I told him that I was like, oh, I have a podcast. And he's like, what do you talk about? I was like, dick. And he, like, busted out laughing. He's like, okay. And then from there, we just, like, eventually he was like, show me what porn stars he likes and shit. And it was just like, he showed me a picture of like him, like, who was dick hard with sweatpants on and shit. And
yeah,
just
like, I've definitely
I was like, can you just send it to me? He's like, I don't trust you, like, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten that version of a snap before.
You did? Yeah, he said that it's like part of his archives and he sends it a lot to different women.
Yeah
he was like straight up though, like, he was really just legit like, I don't want a relationship, but like, you know, I like having hoes, but I like to have one hoe at a time, and you know, like, and that's it. But I never want to be in a relationship. I don't care to. I've never been in one, you know?
See, okay. So for me, when we went out, I definitely was like, his dick's probably big. Like, it's probably like,
he's like a tall ass motherfucker.
Girl, he's my type. Like, I was like, yes. Like, yes.
Were you sad that I went on a date with him?
No.
Okay. I mean, he really ain't shit. So.
I really don't have. It's not like I have any feelings for him.
Right.
I just wanted to see how it would go.
You're just saying this off air about how you're like, I always wanted to fuck the same dude as my friends who could talk about it. And I was like, yo, we should both fuck Corey.
I'd be open to it. You know, but I also don't know if I want Steph to see me that, like. Like, I don't.
If we did like a threesome?
Yeah, like, I don't know if I, like, if it would be as.
You tried to have a threesome with me before.
Bitch, I was drunk. So we'd have to be like really drunk for that to happen.
Right.
Because I feel like slightly, like, I don't want you to judge me. Like,
why would I judge you?
It's just, that's how I feel. Not you as a person, but just in that moment, like, bitch, I'd be fucking naked. Like, and you, like, being a freako. And it's not like we're like friends from like high and bi type friends. Like, bitch, we're friends. So like, you'd be seeing my vagina type. Like, we'd be like,
I'll show you my vagina.
We'd be really, my vagina's cute. Like,
my vagina's cute too.
You know, I have a really cute vagina, but like.
Yeah, sorry. Continue. I had a question about your vagina.
What?
Is your clit big?
Yeah.
Mine too.
It's not like big, like, you know how.
But it hangs through the lips.
No, only
through the lips.
Normally, just like right now, it's hanging through the lips. Or are you talking about when it's like when you're
just
horny?
Like normally.
Oh,
what, your clit gets harder when you're horny?
Yeah,
does it?
Your clit's like a little dick.
I didn't know it got harder when you're horny. I don't think that's real.
That's real.
Okay, dude.
Bitch, now, if I touched my fucking, I'm not horny right now. Like, if I touched it right now, it would be like little and like, but it gets erect. It's a baby dick.
Okay, I know that, but like, I don't think that it actually erects and gets hard. Okay.
It does, bitch. You can look up porn.
Okay, but
there's big clit porn, bitch, where they be like the clit be fucking girl, like lesbian shit. Like, I like lesbian porn, so you know, I be.
Sorry, you do masturbate more than I do. Maybe I just don't know my body that well.
Yeah, I know my body. It's a little dick, bro.
Sweating.
I've been sweating.
Oh my God. Well, okay, guys, straight men who have, because we have Vince in the audience and he don't even
Vince touch, is dying right now.
He don't touch the clit.
Wig so is off.
Wig is snatched. But sorry. I can't even speak. Straight men, if the clit gets hard when a girl's
it don't get hard as a dick.
But then what happened? Like, I'm so confused.
It gets erect. Like, it erects. It gets erect.
It can hang through the lips?
Your vagina is fine.
Okay.
The way it is, it's fine.
Thank you.
Bitch, if your fucking labia was outside of your vagina, it would still be fine.
Okay.
You know? Mine is all covered. It's all covered.
Mine's not covered.
It's okay.
Okay.
That some people are like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A little insecure.
No, don't be. All vaginas are different. Some okay. people have outside, some people have inside.
My vagina is dark. My vagina is dark.
I mean, so is mine. I'm black.
Okay. Wait. Actually, Vincent's seen my vagina before. Vincent, is my vagina dark? He don't remember. He was drunk. Okay. Okay, not oddly dark. Okay, whatever.
You're the only vagina I've ever seen, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Okay, so I'm the only vagina he's ever seen. He has nothing to compare it to. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating, and that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off. Only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Anyway.
I'm just shook about this clit world.
I honestly did not know that, like, a clit, whatever. I'm going to research this afterwards
and get back
to y'all about that. But, okay, so going back to Corey.
Obviously, I watch a lot of porn.
You do. I think you're probably way more educated than I am. But you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why you're here. That's why we're friends.
Yes.
Just to tell me how it is. But yeah, so like, I mean, Corey was, he was so straightforward about, you know, like what he wants, what he's looking for. So I couldn't even just like get mad at him for that. I was like, I had mad respect for it. Like, it even got me thinking. I was like, I rated the date 3 out of 10 because mm-hmm. I was like, you know, he had fucking sweatpants on and shit.
Yeah. Just,
there was no like actual chemistry. Mm-hmm. But I did get not big dick energy, but like good dick energy.
Oh, definitely good dick energy.
Yeah. He has good dick energy.
Trust me. The whole time I was fucking celibate, bro. Whenever he would hit me up, I'd be like.
And you know what's funny? The first 5 minutes of our date, I was like, oh my God, you know my friend Alexis? Like, so fierce.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, what? And I was like, yeah, I was like, yeah, we're like mutual friends on Twitter, we're like friends. I mean, obviously I've known that you guys have like,
yeah,
sent each other and have talked, yeah, you know? And he was just like, oh, okay, he didn't like talk about it. I was like, yeah, and I just kind of played dumb.
He probably doesn't know my name.
I know, but I said Sixella Fierce. He's like, oh, okay.
Oh.
So he knew who the fuck. And like, we even looked at like mutual friends on Twitter. And so.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he knows.
I was like, you probably, when you said Alexis, he was probably like, who?
Yeah.
But he know his face though.
Oh, he know that pussy though. But did you ever see a vagina?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Y'all, I'm proud of my vagina. Okay.
I love that.
I'm, you know.
Then why don't you show me your vagina?
I'll show you my vagina.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to see right now.
Can we compare?
Do you really want to do that? I mean, we could do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not right now.
I don't know. I should have showed you in Mexico, bitch. I had a fresh wax.
Yeah. You know what? Savannah actually tried to look at my vagina and I got really nervous.
Why?
I don't know. I wasn't in the mood.
Savannah, she's freaky. So she probably would have tried to eat you out. If we're being honest.
It's not even 20 minutes in and I'm like sweating. Oh, bitch. Okay. Going back to being a bougie hoe. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, I was like, okay, he got some good dick energy. Like, and you know, he's being honest and I'm out here like fucking dry as a fucking desert and shit. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can.
I probably would have been mad if you fucked him. I'm not gonna lie. Just because I haven't.
Okay, let's do it together.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I have to be really drunk.
Me too. Like really drunk.
And the thing is, he doesn't drink.
Ugh, fucking bitch.
I know, that's all.
He's gonna
like,
enjoy that shit so much.
That's what I'm saying. That was like, if we all,
okay, wait, so if we did this, like, does that mean like we'd have to like kiss?
Nah, we'll just fuck him.
Like, just take turns.
Yeah,
we'll run a train on him.
Yeah, we're I love how we're objectifying a man right now. You're like, we'll fucking run a train.
I feel like he'd like that.
Oh my, oh my, what motherfucker wouldn't like that?
Yeah,
you know, besides Vincent.
Yeah,
I know. And now you jump, Vincent jumps in. It's like, all right, it's about to take a turn. Like, but I'd be pissed because I'd be like, Vincent, don't take it from us.
Right?
I know.
He would fucking freak out. Yeah. I want him. Okay, let me stop.
Wait, no, say it.
He has really like nice lips. I feel like he gives good head too.
Yeah. He probably, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. He probably was all around probably really good at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not fingering. I feel like he probably wouldn't know how to rub a clit.
Yeah.
I feel like he would rather use his mouth. He seems like that kind of type.
Yeah, I could see that. But then I could see him being like super fucking selective. And like, I have time for that. But like, I don't have time for you to be like wanting me to give you head and like not really just wanting to just like eat my vagina, you know?
Right. Well, anyway, I'm so upset that he doesn't.
We have
drink.
A question from the
we
audience.
We have a question from the audience.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Okay, Vincent, get on the mic if you're going to ask a question.
I've been waiting to ask this.
Okay.
So I was watching porn the other day.
Okay, no, get on the mic.
Hey, guys. It's me. I'm back. I was watching porn the other day, and I accidentally clicked on a straight porn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, like, fingering her, but yeah, he was, like, fingering her, like, really intensely.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it looked like it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like that? Just out of curiosity.
Yes,
like, when they get in there and they're like...
Yeah, yeah. Really I like a good fingering.
I like an aggressive finger.
Yeah, I do.
But I have to be dumb wet. Like, I have to be wet. And if not, you need to, like, then put it in there. Don't be putting no fucking dry ass fingers
right,
in my vagina.
Right, it's got to be sloppy and shit.
Yeah.
I was just curious because I was watching that and I was like, that looks kind of painful.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it wasn't, like, friction. I need you to go faster because I want to. Don't be in the vagina. I need it. Act like it's your dick. You know,
act like it's your dick.
And does squirt really just pee?
No, it's completely different.
Completely right. Different.
I haven't tapped.
Thank you.
I haven't tapped into the squirting territory yet, but you know.
Yeah.
In due time.
I did accidentally, but that's another time.
Yeah.
I love how we just really got hoeing when we're trying to be a bougie hoe and represent.
I'm
like,
still a bougie hoe.
That's the thing. That's the thing about being a bougie hoe. It's like we like equally love sex, right?
Yeah.
And but like now I think we're both at a point of our lives where we're just like, and that's the thing with Corey. Like I legitimately thought like, yo, I could fuck this dude and like it'd be fine because I know I wouldn't get attached to this because he's really not the type of dude I would want to even be attached to.
That's part of the reason why I didn't fuck him.
Why?
I have very good discernment on who would get me dickmatized and who wouldn't.
He would get you dickmatized? Mm-hmm. He would not get me dickmatized.
Bitch.
I think, like, I don't know. I think I'm at a point now where it's, like, not that I'm going to, like, try to fuck everyone that I don't see myself with, but, like, I can't fuck now unless I know that, like, there's, like, a mutual strong emotional feeling about one another, you know? Like, I felt like, yeah, maybe it would be good, but maybe it won't be that great because, like, I don't really fucking like you. Mm. I can't have, like, detached sex. Like, I have to really fuck, which I've always been like that, but I've always tried to fight that and have detached sex. And now I'm just, like, I'd rather have, not saying that he needs to be my boyfriend, but I rather feel like we got feelings here happening, you know?
I feel that. I feel like I tried to have, my whole reason for being celibate was trying to have the attached sex.
Right.
But I just feel like because of the way that I started it, No, I guess I could still catch feelings. I don't know if I have caught feelings. But I'm just real. I'm selective when it comes to who I have sex with. Because if I know you have good dick and I know that, like, your conversation's good too. Mm-hmm. Good dick and conversation can have me in my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Those two can have me in my feelings. But just, like, they have to be both together. It can't be one or the other. Because if you have a good dick and then, like, weak-ass conversation, like, then I'm going to feel like a hoe. I'm going to feel like you're just coming over to fuck me, right?
Right.
So, like, if you have really good conversation and I feel like your dick could be good, I'm not going to have sex with you unless I know that you like me back.
That's, I mean, same.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now I can't, like, just have, because for him, it's like, the conversations were great, whatever, but, like, they were very, like, on the surface. There wasn't any, like, intellectual, actually, like, that made me think and maybe, like, think
it, like, see, that, you know, type of shit?
Like, yeah. That type of shit gets me fucking flowing, if you know what I mean. Anyway.
Well, yeah, they know. We're the Niagara sisters.
Niagara sisters. We both keep it wet.
Waterfall. Splash.
Yes, bitch. And that happened. We became that sister because I told you about that one time. This guy Davion said he would always call me Niagara because my pussy always wet, and you were like, "Bitch, this motherfucker called me Niagara too," and I was like, "Bitch."
I got called the ocean.
Oh,
yeah. I was like,
I like that.
He was like, "Yeah, it's an ocean," and I was like, "Thank you." Every time it's like, "Damn, you're so wet," and I'm just like, "Yeah." So, and honestly, guys think that, like, they hella turn me on. Honestly, sex just gets me. I just am naturally wet. So don't think that it's you. It's me.
Yeah. Same though.
It's literally just me.
Right when my, like, panties are off and shit, it's like it's fucking leaking.
Literally. It's like, damn, bitch.
Like, you couldn't even do some foreplay? Fuck?
Man, if you whisper in my ear, wet.
Wow. What's up?
I mean, I have to be attracted to you.
You're not attracted to me?
I'm attracted to you, like, in a girl way. But, like, girls don't really turn me on. Like, they do. If you got a big ass, yeah. Honestly, it just has to be on some, like, freak shit. Because, like, I'm really not, like, into girls like that. Right. Unless it's, like, sexual.
I think I'd be down for, like, a masculine girl. Like, we talked about this.
Yeah, I'm just not my cup. You gotta be a bomb bitch.
Yeah, I would rather have, like, I want to be, like, the pretty, like, lipstick, like, lesbian. Like, I want to be, like, the pretty one.
You got to match my fly. Same thing with the dude.
Well, like, they could be fly, but they got to be, like, you know, like, I like Sid from the internet.
Yeah, just not my turn.
I mean, she's, like, thin,
did you say she's thin? Wait, you like thick, bitches?
Well, because it's, like, I hate, like, fornicating, like, people who are smaller than me, because I just, like, feel like a fucking, like, whale just, like, riding them and shit.
Wow, no, I fuck. Well, you know I love skinny guys.
You do.
Skinny guys are my thing.
I gotta feel like your thick match my thick.
No, that just makes me too hot. That's just
That's hella warm. It gets hella warm.
It gets hella warm. Like, it gets fucking warm with the skinny nigga. Like, I don't even wanna know what it feel like with a big one. Like, hell no.
Yeah, you love them
hella things. Hell no. Yeah, because I like it's proportioned. Like, where I'm fluffy, they're not. And usually, I've said this before, skinny niggas got the dick, okay?
No, they do.
They got the dick. They meat is in their pants, okay? That's where all the fluff is down there.
The dick.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I can vouch I think I can validate that.
I think Stephanie told me that he has big dick, huh?
I think so. I've never seen your dick. Jules has a big dick.
That's who you said has a big
Jules
dick.
Jules is like super tiny. He's my roommate. He's been on the show. He has a big dick. I've seen it. Mm. I was like, wow.
You've definitely seen mine too.
I've seen your dick. When did I see your dick, Vince? Whoa.
We'll be going out a little bit later. You never know what's
Oh my God, Vince is going to show me his dick later. Anyway, I'll let you guys know how that goes. Oh my God, I love talking about sex.
Yeah, same.
You know, I'm so sexually frustrated. I haven't had sex in like a while.
That's how I was a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I was like extremely like sexually frustrated to the point where I was getting irritated. Like I had an attitude.
Me too. I feel like I'm getting really emotional and just like upset at everything. And I just want to fuck someone to let loose. And like that's why I was thinking about fucking Corey, but I can't do it. I can't get myself to do it because I'm just like, you showed up in sweatpants, bro, and paid for a
so
$4
should we do this boba. Or no?
I mean, it was just like a fantasy. But here's the thing. Like, he doesn't drink. Like, I want him to be drunk. It sounds fucked up. I want to get him drunk and, like...
But take I don't advantage know. Of him?
No, not... Like, it's consensual. Like, he'll consent. Like, not too wasted where he blacks out. That's fucked up. I'm not going to do that. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I want us to all be on the same level and, like, want... You know what I mean? Okay. Maybe we should know what we're talking about. I'm just kidding. I can't do it because, like, one, I don't have feelings for you.
Like, oh my, like that makes me feel away. You don't have feelings for me.
I mean, I love you. You're like, you're great. You know, and like, wow. I support you no matter what. But like, I don't have any. Like, I never get like butterflies when I'm with you. You know, like you don't like. I'm not like. But I feel like maybe if we got all really drunk, I probably will.
Mm. Were we drunk that night when I was like, Steph, let's just have a threesome?
Yeah, but I was upset.
Is that how I said that? Let's just have a threesome.
No, okay, this is what happened. This is from an old ass episode. I'm about to bring it back. Anyway, so what had happened? What had happened was we were with this girl. I forgot her name. What was her name? She was my friend. I forgot her name. Lonnie.
I don't remember.
I forgot. Anyway, it's fucked up. Anyway, she's like, oh, let's go out to drink. And I was like, oh, okay, come with. And we go out, mm-hmm. we go get drunk, whatever. And then some random guy that she was talking to picks us up.
Bitch, we ended up in fucking like Glendora or yeah. some shit like that.
But fuck nowhere.
Like.
Okay, so we hop in the car, right? And there's a dude driving that's like our friend's man, whatever. And there's other dude, you know, and like right when I saw him, I was like, oh, you're cute. I was like, oh, you're really cute. He's like, all right, I'm going to sit next to you. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, sitting back.
Steph shot her shot.
I did. And we were in the back seat and it was me on the left, him in the middle and you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like he's talking, he's flirting. And I was like, how old are you? And he's like 21. I was like, no, we're not doing this. And I was like 26 at the time, I think. Mm-hmm. So I was like, nah, we're not doing this. And then you start flirting with him. And
I was a ripe like 23. I think.
Right. Yeah. And you start flirting with him and you guys start making out and I'm just in the back seat, like sitting there while you guys are hooking up. And then he was like trying to get me to join. I was like, nah, stop. You're 21. And he's like, Steph, come on. Like, come on, join us. Like, try to kiss us.
I was definitely drunk.
Yeah. And I was like, girl, no, I don't want to. And you're like, no, like come on. Like, let's just do it. Like, girl, honestly, I'd be fucking down to do a threesome with you. And I was like, Alexis. But if it was with a different dude. You know, but yeah, anyway, so on my date with Corey,
mm-hmm.
so we were just chatting about like dick pics because mm-hmm. literally the whole time we just talked about sex. Like we didn't even talk about like what we did.
Yeah.
And I told him how I don't ever get dick pic from strangers and I really want a dick pic from a stranger.
That's so funny that you want a dick pic from strangers because girls hate that.
I know. But here's the thing. It's like I feel left out. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Like, it's so funny because it's like, oh, like, you online date all the time. Like, do you just get dick pics from strangers? I was like, no. Like,
yeah.
No one does.
Did you ever use Snapchat?
Not like that, though.
Okay, that makes sense. Because me, I used to get dick pics from Snapchat all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Unwarranted ones, too.
And on what?
Unwarranted ones. Like, we wouldn't even be talking and they'd just send me one.
Like, why do they do that?
I don't know.
Like, what do they expect you to do?
I never got that, but I know that sometimes I can come off like sexual.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be it. I don't know. Like, yeah. I know that, like, people have sent me, like, if I post, because I used to always, whenever I felt myself on, I would post on Snap, and then somebody would, like, send me a hard-ass picture of their dick. Like, I guess, like, I turned them on or something.
And would you respond?
It would depend, because, like, I would get them from, like, people that were not following me. I don't know how they found my Snap, but I did used to, like, post, like, on Twitter, like, Snapchat. At
Six okay, Affairs. You promote it.
And some people do that, we'll type in Snapchat and then see and then follow people randomly. So I guess I kind of like set myself
felt I feel like up. Snapchat is just like is like porn like unsolicited porn or just like where it people exchange nudes.
It can be. I definitely my Snap vault is all my nudes are stored on Snapchat.
Damn.
Yeah, not in my camera roll.
Do you put nudes on your Snapchat ever?
No.
Okay.
I would send someone a nude.
Oh, okay. But it would be like more personal.
Yeah, I'm not going to mass nude. No.
Yeah.
No, not mass nude.
Yeah, that's...
I was actually really cute. Like, I'm fully fucking naked. It's in my vault on Snapchat.
Oh my God, I want to see.
Okay, I'll show it to you.
Okay, cool. But yeah, anyway, so I was just like venting to him about how I don't ever get dick pic from strangers. And he was just like... That's fucking odd. Like, here, let me see your Twitter. Let me tweet this, and I'm sure you'll get a fucking dick pic.
Yeah.
So he tweeted, like, if you have a 14-inch dick, please DM me. And, you know, I told him, I was like, I'm not going to get that much traction on my Twitter. So he, like, retweeted it. Mm-hmm. And, like, hella dudes, like, slid in my DMs. Mm. Hella white dudes. White dudes love that shit. It's weird.
They do.
Yeah.
I've gotten, like, a lot of, like, random-ass white dick pics before.
Right. And then I only received one. Mm. So I guess now I've, like, lost my virginity to get any, like, nudes from strangers.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You know what may be a deterrent for you?
What?
Is the podcast.
That's what he said, too. He's like, they probably went onto your profile and saw that you had this podcast. And they're just like, I'm not going to send her a dick pic. Uh-huh. She's going to show people.
Exactly.
I wouldn't show, like, a dick pic out in the world, but I talk about it.
Exactly. They probably don't want to be talked about.
Oh, that's fucked up. It's like
for killing, you or for them.
For me, it's like killing my game and shit. That's cool. I don't give a fuck. Killing my content. Like, fuck. Come on, give it to me. It's fine. Whatever. But I mean, that just like, I mean, with Corey, you know, like he showed up in like sweatpants and like the conversations were fun. Like yeah. It wasn't like deep or anything like that. But like, and obviously he's still hitting me up. Like he literally just hit me up like last night. It was like back shot hours, which I texted you and I was like, does that mean he wants booty pics? Oh,
that was such a naive thing. Like it was probably the most naive text that I've ever gotten before.
No one has ever said that to me before.
You never knew what he meant by back shot hours?
No, I just thought he just meant like back shot, like a shot of your back.
No, like he wants to, that was him basically saying like, I want to fuck you from the back.
Oh.
Yeah, from behind.
That's aggressive. See, I could do it. I could go and like hit him up and have sex, but like I think that goes back to like being a bougie hoe. Mm-hmm. And like I don't even know if necessarily the old me would have done it, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I feel like being a bougie hoe, like you're super sexual and I'm like obviously sexually open. You are as well. Mm-hmm. Like we're very like comfortable with our sexuality, mm-hmm. but it's like we're very selective.
Yeah, you have to be. I think becoming a bougie hoe takes time because you have to go through that stupid shit
right.
to where you feel like, because we both hit that point where we're just like, we both celibate. So like we were at the point where we're like, we don't want to do this meaningless sex anymore because right. we had been doing it forever. So being with age comes bouginess in your whole life.
I think so too. I think yeah. everyone goes through like the ho-ho life, right?
Not everyone, but everyone needs to.
Not everyone, but everyone does need to.
Yeah, it's right. so necessary.
It is. But I think, you know, it actually like just matures you into like now being, I think the next step is being a bougie hoe where yeah. you're like, look, I know what I got. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can offer. And, but it's like, it's not even just feeling like, oh, you have to do all this for me or like wear fucking regular pants to a date. But it's just also like the way you go about it. You know what I mean?
I feel like it helps you raise your standard a little bit more.
I think so too.
It's like you get to a point where you're like, okay, I have to enforce a certain standard because like me, I know that my sex is good. So I'm not just about to fuck anybody. Like I need right. to equally know that your sex is good.
Right.
I'm out of the, like, I'm already experienced, so I'm out of the, like, I need to do this just to see. Like, nah, I'm not about to fuck every tall nigga that I think has a big dick. I need to know that you have a big dick, and I need to know that the sex is going to be good. Like, I need right. to, there's prerequisites to this shit now, you know?
Right.
Like, and that's what a bougie hoe is. A bougie hoe is someone who knows their worth, they know that their sex game is good, and they know that they can't squander it just for anyone.
Exactly.
Just because you're cute, you ain't getting the pussy. I'm sorry.
Right.
And before, because you were cute, I might have just gave it to you. Or I might have just wanted to fuck you because I thought, like, but now I know what it looks like.
Right.
You know, we know what it looks like when you got the good dick.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like we've experienced that. That's cool.
We're just weeding out the bad seeds. So don't come up to us with no weak dick, because we're going to know.
But also, it's like, it's not for me. Like, I gone to a point where it's like, it's not fun to have like unemotional sex. Not that it needs to be emotional sex, but like, if I feel nothing for you and I just want you for your dick, like, to me, like, it doesn't complete me anymore. It's like, I rather just like not have sex than having like awkward sex with someone.
This
you know,
is true.
Like, I just feel like it's just not fun when it's just meaningless and superficial.
I now think of the morning after.
Yeah.
I now have to think of the morning after, because if I don't, I'm emotional, but I don't get attached easily.
Right.
So, but I think with me being celibate and like going through that whole process, it's taught me to think of, okay, Alexis, you could be in the heat of the moment with this person, but what is tomorrow morning going to feel like? Like, I can't right. think of the instant gratification anymore. Like, my prerequisites are, okay, is your dick good? Is this going to be mutually beneficial? And is it going to be consistent? Because I'm not about to fuck you and you only want to fuck one time.
Right.
I'm a schedule type of bitch. So, like, I need at least once a week. Two times is great. Three times is a charm.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so if you can't do that, we are not fucking.
Right.
And that's if it's just a simple friends with benefit situation. Like, I have a situation with someone that I'm thinking about, you know, going there with. But I had to talk to him the other day and I was like, okay, so I'm actually highly considering this. But I need for it to be consistent. And if it's not consistent, if you can't make the time, then we can't do this. He's like, oh no, for sure. And I was like, okay, we at least need to do it once a week. He said, once a week? He's like, that's a little bit. I said, that's the minimum.
That is the minimum.
That's the minimum.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're
going to
give me a dick, like, you need to really give me the dick.
You know, you need to be around, you know, and we kind of live close to each other. So it works.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the perfect situation, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm not going to, with the friends with benefit situation, you got to make sure that person is not trying to manipulate you to get you to think certain things. So right. then you will have sex with
Charles. Just saying. Sorry.
Like, this guy, he was acting like he wanted to pursue me, but he hasn't really done those steps.
Right.
But I know his angle is sex. So just be straight with me and tell me that that's what you
want.
And
we could see if
that's what I want too. And with him, I've actually had sex with him before. So I'm down for it, but we just need to come to a common ground.
Right.
Where you're not over here trying to do dumbass shit, trying to lead me on. Like, one thing you cannot do, don't play with my head.
Right.
Don't.
I think that's why I like I wish I was capable of that, mm-hmm. but I know that I'm not. And I think doing that with Charles definitely was like the big like kind of wake up call for me, where it's like, okay, cool. Cause like, I think back then I was really like representing the whole phase, and I still rep that. I still stand by that, cause I think that is really important, and it's gotten to the point where I am now, and I'm proud of who I am now, mm-hmm. because I needed to go through that. Mm-hmm. But after going through him and being friends with benefits and just being a straight up, like, you know, hoe, like, it made me realize like I need to be pickier, because at the end of the day I got hurt, mm-hmm. and that's just the type of person that I am. Mm-hmm. If I knew that I wasn't capable of getting hurt and I could be a little bit more detached, then it'd be a different story. But mm-hmm. I think it just being a bougie hoe is just really like understanding yourself,
yes.
and knowing what you're capable of and what you're not capable of.
Yes.
So for me, it's just being real, like, no, Steph, like, you're not gonna like that one night stand, because every single time you do it, you're just like, ooh, I don't want to talk to you anymore, and you
yes.
feel gross. And two, if you're gonna have friends with benefits, bitch, you're gonna end up crying a few months later anyway.
It that essentially goes back to like the morning after, like,
right? Thinking long term versus thinking at the moment,
like, you know, actually thinking with your brain, not thinking with your vagina.
Exactly.
That's what a bougie hoe is. A bougie hoe is selective. She, like you said, knows herself enough to not put herself into a position where she's going to end up getting hurt. So like, for you, you know that that situation would fuck you up. So refrain from it. Although it's going to feel good in the moment,
right?
That long term is not going to be beneficial for you. See, me, on the other hand, I know that I want eventually to be in a solid relationship, but I'm also strong enough to where I can remove, like, I can keep it platonic, and we could be fucking and then we go and chill with the homies and they won't even know. Like,
yeah,
that's kind of
for,
like,
me, I'd be obvious. Be like, oh my God, guess what I just did, you guys. Like, pronounce it to the world.
Me, like, I'm able to, like, I'm very open on here, but I'm able to keep it unlocked. Like,
right.
Nobody really knows the people that I fuck with.
Right, right.
And it's because I've just structured it that way. Because then I think you have to become a successful hoe. And a successful hoe is someone who gets her shit done, but nobody knows about it. And then you don't have to worry about shit. Like, you really don't, like,
I wish I was that type of hoe.
I really don't have no woman-to-woman conversations. I don't have those types of situations, because even if I've never willingly been a side chick, but then if you get into that side chick type of that situation, I've been in those situations, but I didn't know it.
Right.
But it's never been dramatic for me because I keep my shit on lock, you know?
Mine's, like, so always dramatic.
But that's because you have feelings.
That's just who I am. That's just who I am. And that's, there's nothing wrong with.
And me, I'd be like, boy, fuck out of here. I really don't
have time for this shit.
No, I just cut you off.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, for me, all it is dick.
Right.
So, you know, there's different ways to hoe.
There is.
A bougie hoe. We're both bougie hoes, but it's
in different ways. Like, we have our own little versions of it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's important. I feel like for me personally, when I was like being a hoe and just fucking and stuff, like, or just like getting random attention from men, it was like, I will say that back then, like, I was insecure. Like, I think that I fed off of the attention from them.
Girl, so me, that's why you both of us.
Right. And I think, you know, there was a lot of battle with insecurity. So that's why I was able to just like find a random dude at a bar and just fuck him that night. And like, or like just whatever, like really feed off that attention. And now it's like, yeah, I get attention in these apps. You want to go out, whatever. But like, it doesn't mean anything to me unless you are actually like, we actually have a connection here. You know what I mean? Like, you.
Yeah.
And now I can be selective because I'm like, I don't really care to get attention from all these other dudes. I don't give a fuck. It does
especially
nothing.
Not on a one night type of thing. I what I've started to do is I love attention. So the attention's great, but I'm trying to see how long you're going to give me that attention. Like,
that's the one that matters now.
Is the attention just for that night? Cause if it's only for that night, cause you think you're going to fuck me, you are wrong.
Right.
Cause I'm fucking smart. So I'll see that. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna fuck you.
Right. Exactly.
You picked the wrong one because I'm not
down.
I'm not down. But if you're willing to like, you know, do go a little extra, because there, I'm sorry, but you gotta pay to play with me.
I know, we were just saying this because I was very, you know, we were saying like Corey, shout out to Corey, that he paid for boba and was trying to get pussy, but it's like, no, you gotta really step up your game and actually take me to a nicer place. Or like, for me personally, like, at least try, like, put yourself together. Like, you're about to meet someone new. I feel like I'm great and you should try to present yourself.
Exactly.
And it's not just a physical thing, but it's also just like, it just shows me that you're actually trying. I don't know. And
it goes back to like the effort thing.
Right.
I like a certain type of date. So if you're not willing to do that, then I'm not the one for you, because the thing is, guys will try to manipulate you to feel, make you feel like what you want or what your standard is. You're being uppity, but I'm really not. I'm not about to lower my standard. Like, I do this for myself anyway. So if you're coming into this situation and you're actually trying to like court or date me, it needs to be worthwhile. You literally like, you have to pay to play with me. That's just, I'm sorry. That's literally what you got to do.
Right.
And you can, and I'm telling you now, I'm a bougie hoe. So I'm going to be bougie all day long.
So you have your set of standards. You have, you know, for me, like, it's not necessarily like, okay, I'm cool that you want to meet up for boba. You know, I understand you just slid in some girls' DMs and like you're not sure if this is like worth putting the date. But it's, and for me, it's like, I don't know if it's worth even spending all this time having dinner with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That like, I'm okay with the quickness of getting boba, but still like come up prepared.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like for me, and you know, no shade to Corey though, because everyone has their own little things and it just wasn't a match for me and that's mm-hmm. cool. But, and he's a cool dude. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was just like you roll up in sweats. It just made me feel like, okay, you probably have done this 10 million times. This is just like, oh, whatever, another boba with another chick. Like, I'm just not another chick. You know what I mean?
So I
you
love that.
You gotta like, you gotta come up and present yourself because I'm not gonna just be cool. Just you rolling up in sweatpants being hella comfortable. Like, don't be that comfortable with me just yet.
Exactly.
No, you don't know me.
Yeah, because it's not like you... It's so funny because like a guy will do something like that, right?
Yeah.
And if you weren't dolled the fuck up,
he'd say shit too.
Exactly. So it goes back to knowing yourself, knowing your worth, knowing what you want. Like we, like you said, we all have our own things that we like. Like me, I tried so hard to be the chill, low maintenance chick, but that is not me.
That's not you. Yeah.
That's not me. I'm not being true to myself if I do that. So, but there are men, and I know that there are men out there that like the type of woman that I am. So if, as long as I keep my standard where it is, then
you'll get the real ones.
I can weed out all you motherfuckers that aren't up to par, because I'm sorry. I don't care if I'm dating you or I'm fucking you. It low key, not even low key, like we need to be at the same level or above. And if we're not, I need you to be putting in more effort.
Right.
To attain a bitch like me, because.
Yes, to attain a bitch like me.
Because I'm sorry. I'm about to dumb myself down for nobody. I don't care if we just fucking, if it's just a date. Like, nah, I'm bougie. Bougie is my way of living. I make the shit work and I make the shit look good. So you got to come with me with that same ass energy. Because if you're not, then you go to the next girl. She might be what you want.
Exactly.
I always say I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I'm some guy. I'm a whiskey type of girl. So I need a man that he okay with a little the little burn on his chest, because I am a handful.
Yeah, I'm like the tequila. I'm a lot of fun, but you know, I don't know. I'm just a lot of fun, but I'm also like, you know,
it might result in a bad hangover.
It might result. I don't know. That was the worst way to describe myself. I feel like that wasn't the best way.
But it's fun. I think it's good.
But to result in the worst hangover.
I think it's cool. For me, whiskey can burn your chest.
Right.
And have you feel it, but it also makes you warm. It also, yeah, like all the fun aspects of tequila, you actually are tequila.
I am tequila.
And I'm definitely whiskey. I love this.
Bitch. Okay.
all the whiskey men out there, holla.
All the tequila like brothers, I got you.
I like my whiskey on the rocks with a lemon.
Yes. And I just like to just chug it from a bottle.
Just kidding. I love that. No, but seriously, like it.
For real.
Yeah.
That really does. I mean, it used to be Fireball, but I've like upped my game.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But Fireball stuff is still great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Fireball is just like it's just easy because it tastes sweet and I hate the taste of alcohol. So it was always, that's why it was like my thing for so long, because it was just like, it was sweet. It was easier to take, even though it was still, still felt gross, but
tequila is a good, like, it's like anyone can drink it.
Right. Everyone likes the tequila. Like, mm-hmm. And you can mix it with margaritas. And everyone loves fucking margaritas.
Yeah. And that means that you're, you know, you're fun all the time.
Exactly.
Hey.
And I could blend in with anything.
Ooh.
Bitch.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think like my old hoe phase was like Fireball, and now like my bougie hoe is like, nah, I'm going to step into tequila. Top shelf.
Okay, Casamigos.
Uh-huh. That's me.
We should get you a sponsor.
We should. Yeah. Working on it.
Yes.
Anyway, any last words about being a bougie hoe, bitch?
There's nothing wrong with being a bougie hoe. If you are bougie, embrace that shit.
If you a hoe, embrace that shit too.
Yeah, I think dating requires non-negotiables, because if you don't, you're gambling so much for so little.
Right, right.
Like, you might as well put those standards up, put them... Even when it comes to hoeing, have standards.
No matter what kind of hoe you are.
Have standards and stick to your fucking standards. If they're yours, they're yours. Don't let anyone make you feel a way about them, because if that person don't like it, somebody else gonna love it. Hello?
Exactly. And for me, I think that if you are not at the bougie hoe phase, or even if you don't even go through a hoe phase and you a bougie hoe, whatever, everyone has their own little path. Mm-hmm. But if you are in like your hoe phase and you are, you know, just hoeing and fucking and it's sucking and whatever, that's cool too. Be safe, glove your love. And I think, yeah, set your standards. And
please
just,
glove your love.
Please, fuck.
Man.
Nah, right. Mm. Okay. Where can everyone find you?
I am Sixella Fierce on everything. That is S-I-X-E-L-A-A, Fierce with an extra E at the end. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.com, all of that jazz. I got a lot of shit in the works, so stay tuned.
And then please follow me at Stephanie Megan on Instagram, or just go to brocotherapy.com. All the links and everything that you need to know is there. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Broke girl therapy.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.